Alright, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Come on! This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects, and as you are all waiting with bated breath, hopefully anticipating, it is indeed 100% attendance again today. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel, present and accounted for, Gal Media Studios, next 3 hours. Our time, because it's your time, and it's my time.
You got halfway through, you're like, I don't know where I'm going with
this. Just went completely the wrong way with that.
Words,
but you know what? It happens sometimes.
Words. I don't know what I'm saying.
I guess I could have gone Mr. Hand or Spicoli to Mr. Hand. If you're here and I'm here, isn't it our time, Mr. Hand? Nick, you had to see that movie.
Good times. No, or that fast times.
Maybe that could be for our movie review.
Yeah, we do have to do that this week. Fast Times at Ridgemont High? I don't think so.
Joel is so mad that I reminded you of that right now.
I know he is.
I really am, actually.
Are you pretty upset about it?
I thought that homework was just going to be one of those that just slid by the wayside.
You don't want to do it, do you?
Not with those movies.
Well, maybe I'll pass this week and let one of y'all go. How about that? Would that make you happy?
No. It's just if we just had different choices to pick from, if like it was something more current.
I actually have a really good one.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like a really, really good one.
What?
But it's not sports, Joel.
It's fine. Nick. I saw Jong, by the way, poo-pooed all over the Ted Bundy documentary.
Did he?
With Zac
Efron.
The
movie or the documentary?
The movie with Zac Efron.
Yeah, the new one is the movie.
Yeah, he crapped all over.
I like the I think we all like the documentary.
Yes.
Documentary was legit good.
Okay.
Yep. But Jong did not give positive reviews on the movie.
I've yet to watch the movie.
Yeah, me either. I got to start using my Netflix more.
Can I just pat myself on the back real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, and I owe a lot to Nick for this too. But you know where I'm going.
Somebody, well, if you lead with that, yeah.
So, you know the guy that talked about my mama?
Yeah.
On Twitter?
Yep.
Somebody started sending me pictures of this dude, and I was so ready to roast him.
Yeah.
I was going to put him on Twitter and just start clowning this dude. And then Nick was like, don't be petty. I was like, all right. So I actually took the high road, and I'm really excited about that.
Good for you.
It took everything I had not to roast this guy, but Nick thought there might be something wrong with him. So
yeah, you could be more honest. I didn't say it just like that. I was a little more brutal to the...
Oh, I saw it because I was like, you know what? I really want to blast the guy too, but then it looks like piling on, so I'm just going to watch
distance. Like Nick was like, there might be something wrong with it, dude.
Oh, I saw your tweet to him, and I was like, boom, Nick just freaking just right hook.
So I was yeah, that's not a good look. So I left it alone.
Well, because it was a day apart, but at the same time, word on the street, someone gave you a picture today that looked...
Look, I don't care if it was a day apart. If you're talking about my mama, like, that's just... I'll catch up with you 2 weeks from now. I don't... That doesn't... It's like, whatever. Like, that's just a no-no. You don't do that.
Yeah,
but
you don't.
Whatever. Hey, you talked me down, so it's over. I'm moving on.
You could have crushed him. So I kind of saved you.
Well, you saw the picture.
What was it?
I sent you the picture.
Carolina Panther Mike? What is it?
No, the Seahawks guy.
Seahawks Mike. Whatever.
I sent you his picture. It was going to be on.
Yeah, it would have been a disaster for him.
But I took the high road, Joel. I'm becoming a mature adult. I'm very proud of
that. I did too. Not quite to this, with the severity of what you were dealing with, because I already told you, anytime you bring any family into it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, that was an interesting conversation last night, telling Lisa about that phone call.
Oh, really?
She was like, ugh. I was like, yeah. But it wasn't like it was on a text or a tweet. It was on the air.
Yeah.
She's like, did he sound creepy? I go, pretty much Barry told him he was. And he went, that was creepy? And even when he said that, it was.
Yeah.
I wish I isolated it. It just gave me the creeps just listening to it. So actually, I'm glad I didn't isolate it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I had a couple of shot takers. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do the
the Facebook search. I'm going to just, you know, and I'm going to go.
Really?
And I sat on it and sat on it. And I was like, you know what? And it's so hard.
It really is.
I really, and you have more motivation than me, but just any, and I'm like, dude, you have, I want to know what you look like. I want to know what your girlfriend or wife looks like. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, that's how I am. I get real petty. Like, I'm amazed at guys like John and Lance and these dudes that just take the high road. They don't get down in the mud. They're just like, eh, I'm not going to respond. I'm like, why? That's just not in my nature.
But Lance does. When Lance does, too, he puts a little extra behind it. Like, not cuss and cut down wise.
He's kind of funny I'm about curious. It. That's why he gets it. Because when he goes back, he's making fun of you, but it's kind of...
See, I'm mean. I try funny. To be mean. I try to make you...
Like, Lance is mean, but it's like funny mean. Like, yeah. Well, yours is funny mean, too, actually. Is you it? Think about it.
I don't know. Like, I just wonder, are we the only ones that kind of mudsling, that kind of get down in the mud and
I mean, we've know. Had... I mean, I'm sure there was a time curious. Where I, we had... We're on a roll I more
think,
than other shows.
I think I want to do a poll, at least of the guys that work at this station, and see if a listener... May like you if you posted a picture of your family member and someone started making fun of it, how would you react? Like, would you go after them or would you leave it alone? I'd be curious to see because I mean, a lot of people would probably tell me, "Nah, just take the high road, dude. You're on the radio. You're a public figure. You have to take the high road." And I'm like, "Nah, I don't have to."
I mean, it's easier for me to say that to you than you to tell it to yourself.
Yeah.
It was easier. It's easy for me this morning to tell you to take the high road than for you to tell yourself that.
I wrote like 15 rose jokes. It just immediately.
Nick has become the voice of reason.
I can't believe that.
No, I'm not. Because if it was me, I might have went at. I may not have even texted Barry. I might have just went back at him.
Well, because I thought, you know what? I need a voice of reason somewhere. I have to, you know. I need a filter. I'm not good at that. I'm not good at it. I admit it. People all the time. You know who gave me some of the best advice that I don't take? Nate Griffin.
Really?
Nate, man, he's like, bro, don't put anything public out there. People are crazy. People are psychos. Like, just stick to doing what you do. And I don't do that. I'm an open book on this show. I try to be because, you know, it's whatever. But, yeah.
It's kind of how I am. I'm very, I don't care.
Guys like Nate, I'm amazed at how they can take the high road. And, I mean, you know, I talked to Nuno and he's the same. He's like, yeah, dude, people take shots at you, especially on TV. They're very critical of you and, mm-hmm. and like it even worse than a radio. I was like,
oh my God, they are.
Yeah. See,
Lisa deals with all of that. And then that's just from the outside world. And then once a quarter, they bring in an outside consultant that sits in a room and just completely just picks them apart.
Really?
And you got to sit there. You got to take it.
Really?
It's supposed to be quote unquote constructive criticism.
Right.
But it's like, you know, those colors don't look good on you. And you really look kind of fat when you stand this way. You should probably do that and things like that and hair and and also delivery and other things. And it's just, I told her, I said, I would get pretty fired
now,
up. Now,
well, so I don't know. Delivery and so forth, I think that could be constructive and make mm-hmm. you better. I mean, if you're coming in and be like, hey, you look fat in that. Like, no, I don't need you to tell me that. I don't. But if somebody were to come in and be like, hey, you know, when you do X, Y, Z, you should deliver it this way or you should pause more. You should do this. That's all. If that's going to make me better at my job, I'm open to that. I'm open to that kind of criticism.
But when you mix
especially now that I'm doing TV, I'm really like I go to our production crew and I'm like, guys, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. If you guys see me doing something that I could do better, please tell me. Like, I want to be good at this. I want to get better at it. I'm open to constructive criticism. Now, I'm not talking about just listeners being a-holes. Hey, your takes are stupid and Barry is not funny. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about constructive criticism sure. that helps you be better. I'm good with that.
But I'm also saying, but it's the way you deliver it. So if I'm sitting there in a meeting with you one-on-one and I'm talking about, you know, you not wearing button-down shirts and I'm talking about the fact that, you know, your hair just isn't right and you should shave or, you know, just picking you apart from like a... From a visual perspective. And then all of a sudden go, and by the way, when you're delivering a serious news story or you're delivering, you know, an offbeat and you're throwing to weather, you should probably or things like that. Now you're less likely to digest that and take that constructively.
Yeah.
Because you just got browbeat by, man, my hair must be ugly and I must look fat and my outfits must suck and That makes it tough.
That is the thing, though.
When did I send that email? Because I didn't mean to send that to you.
Yeah, I got it. Believe me, that's the motivation I need to keep on this thing.
keep
you're right. Delivery, criticism on delivery and stuff like that, completely okay. It's when they start talking about their weight and what looks good or bad on them. There was actually an instructor at the University of Houston that told a student that she should get a nose job.
What?
Yeah, and he was notoriously known on campus as the instructor that told this female to get a nose job.
And she was trying to go into TV, or acting,
was like the Barry Warner of TV critics. Like, he was just
short, fat, and hairy,
just old, and just
oh, mean.
I would imagine, crotchety. I would hope that that thread of people that are that brutal with criticism when it comes down to what a person looks like or what colors look good or bad on them. I guess that part is okay, but their physical, like fat shaming and stuff like
yeah.
that. You would think that thread that thread of people is eventually going to die out. You would think.
You would think.
TV, but I don't know if it does.
But I do get it. Like, there is that whole stigma of, you have to look a certain way to be on TV. No one wants to see real people. No one wants to see, although, I mean, this is kind of off topic, but it's not because we're talking about it. But I've been watching some of the commercials lately, like for clothing stores, like Target and I forget the other one. I don't know if it's TJ Maxx, whatever, but they're putting plus size models.
Yes,
they're putting like regular ass people on their ads.
Ross.
Like big girls.
Yeah, Ross.
Big dudes.
And when they're parading like 6 and 7 girls out there with different outfits, and they're doing it.
That's cool. That doesn't make me want to buy it, but that's cool.
But here's the thing, okay? Because especially in a town like Houston, this is what I noticed in all my years, even in my previous life at the other job, was you realize that in Houston, and everybody says good old boy network for whatever the reason may be, but the trusting face means more than the pretty face in a lot of ways. So that's why Bill Baez is still on the air, or why Dave Ward is still doing what he does, or the fact that Bill Worrell, whether he was doing Astros, Rockets, news, sports, everybody let Bill in their living room because that was Bill Worrell. And I can trust him, and I know that he's going to do it a great way. So I think in Houston, a lot of that has to do more with familiarity and trust than it is the overall look. But let's be honest. I mean, there's stations out there that are trying to be the Melrose Place now of news because they think that sex sells and the hot chicks and dudes are going to be the ones that get better ratings.
That's why we added Nick to the radio. Sex sells. Yeah. He's hot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, hey, we got to get Nick involved here.
I think that's my hat,
though. Miss Hilo and I are both Tauruses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're both smart and sexy.
What does that have to do with
anything? Taryn,
it has everything.
Everybody was wishing Nick happy birthday the other day.
Uh-huh.
And Taryn wished him a happy birthday and then made the comment, we are almost twins.
Smart and sexy.
I don't think I saw smart or sexy on that.
I'm pretty sure she included that in the comment.
You do have chick boobs. I'm not going to lie.
Do not.
But then she posted a picture getting out of the pool just from the backside.
The flex was... That, God, I hope that made it on producer cam. That was amazing.
We can't see it.
It's always on producer cam.
That was so good, dude. That was funny.
Yeah, so Taryn was getting out of the pool in just a G-string, and it was a picture from behind with the focus on her derriere.
You have so many people scrambling to their Twitter right now.
Get her some love there.
Give out her Twitters. I don't have it memorized, but I do. We are mutual followers of each other.
Let's see.
Here it is.
There it is. It's at Taryn, T-E-R-A-N-N, Hilo, H-I-L-O-W.
Yep.
And the caption.
I'm not upset with the picture.
And I said, well, obviously that proves to you that her and Nick are twins.
That could be. Yeah. Nick, you got a hot ass like that? Can we get a picture of you?
Wait a minute. Was that noise in response to Barry's question, or are you looking at the picture?
No comment.
Can you send me a picture of you in a G-string, bro?
No.
I want to check it out.
No.
You sure? I want to see you. No. I want to see you. Look, everyone is sending us. So Jermaine has sent this as well. We're going to get to this. The Chronicle apparently posted pictures of the faces of Houston radio DJs. And I don't want to dog the folks at the Chronicle, but I probably will. So stick around for that because it's not good.
Have you seen our pictures on it?
No.
There's like 85 pictures.
No, there's by the way, you just go over here and click on that and it'll show you all the pictures. You don't have to click through each one. They from our station, we'll get to it. We'll do it after the break. I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say that it's not the most current list of radio folks in the city of Houston.
I hear you. All right. We're just getting started, by the way. HRNP listener line, if you want to join us, 713-780-3776. Call or text that number. And, of course, reach out and hit us up on Twitter, if they're nice. At Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick.
Hey, guys, check this out, man. I've been using this app called GetUpside, and a lot of you have heard me talk about it, and some of you have reached out and said you've gotten on board with GetUpside, but a lot of you still haven't, and I don't know what you're waiting on, because GetUpside, there's no catch. There's no gimmicks. It's completely free to use and download, and all it does is it gives you cash back. That's what it does. Its sole purpose for being is to give you cash back. So when you download GetUpside, all one word, from your app store to your phone, it's completely free. Put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Then what you do is, you pay for gas every week. You know, you go out to eat every day. Now you just start getting cash back when you do it. It's just, you're just, getting cash back for free money. I mean, that's what it is. I love it, man. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back when you fill up at the pumps at over 500 gas stations around the city of Houston. Up to 35% cash back at restaurants around the city. Over 100 of them. And it's places you eat already. Wendy's, Popeye's, Burger King. You want Mexican food? Go to Cyclone Anaya's. You want pizza? Candelaria's over in the Heights. All these places offer you cash back offers. And we've had listeners call and text and say, yo, the Wendy's over here, 35%. This Burger King over here, 30%. Like, this is legitimate cash back in your pocket. Do not leave money at the pump. Do not leave money at the table. Download GetUpside and put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. And when you do, hey, thank me later.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started. Hour number one, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you taking us on the go, wherever you may be in the big city. Work, pleasure, otherwise, a lot of you guys that spend a lot of time in the car keep us tuned in, and we do appreciate that. That's why we are number one sports radio station in Houston, and hopefully that will stay that way for a long time.
So Cody sent us individually this link to this Chronicle story, and then Jermaine sent it to me on Twitter, and a few other people have sent it to me as well. And apparently the Chronicle does this every so often. I remember last year when they did it, and Fred and AJ weren't in it, and they were upset about that. And we were fairly new, so it was like, we didn't really talk a lot. But I'm going to tweet this out. This Chronicle, who is Marcy DeLuna? Do you know who that is?
No clue.
Okay, Nick, any idea?
I do not know who she is, nope.
So Marcy DeLuna did an article. I just tweeted it without the link. I'm such a dumbass, I swear. She did an article for the Chronicle where she said these are the faces of radio in Houston. Okay. And she said, We scoured. You've heard their voices on the Houston airwaves, but chances are you've never seen them. Allow us to put a face with the radio DJ name. We scoured our photo collection as well as each radio station's website to find official headshots and other images of disc jockeys around town. One, disc jockey. Are we going with that still? Are we Johnny Fever and WKRP? Is that what this is?
That's Barry Warner still plays CDs. Don't those count as discs?
I guess. I'm looking at the article itself, and it's a slideshow. So I'm gonna give you the peeps if they want to go see. I'm tweeted it right now. At Barry is funny. You can click on the little, there's like a square and then a bunch of little bitty squares. Click on that, you can see them all at once. So of course they have like Rod Ryan and Teresa and a few others, right? Mm-hmm. They've got, this is the laziest piece of journalism I think I've ever seen. They have Cody and John Lopez on 610. They have In the Loop with Stutes and Lopez. Cody works here now. He's not even doing that show anymore. They have a show called Taz and the Moose from 5 to 6 on I've never heard of that in my life.
Me either. Not even close.
Taz and the Moose, a sports talk radio show in Houston. I thought we knew everybody in sports talk. I don't know if Jason Braddock is back on the airwaves, but they have him listed as a 790 guy. Is that a thing?
That's been a while back.
Yeah. I mean, this is just awful. I'm expecting to see Barry Warner on here. I mean, they've got Palillo individually. They've got Lance individually. They've got Raheel with Julia Morales.
Right.
So much for official headshots off the website. They have three people from a station that has, what, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 hosts at ESPN. They have three guys, and one of them was a crowd shot at an Astros game. My God, this is awfully lazy. If you're going to do it, at least make an effort, or just don't do it. Like, this is awful.
Marcy DeLuna, yeah, based on her Twitter page.
I tweeted out, yeah, I tagged her on it.
Whatever. Seems to be fluff central.
Yeah, I just tagged her. I said, this might be the gold standard of lazy journalism right here. Not good, Marcy DeLuna.
It's all like super fluff. Like, hey, J.J. Watt and his brother are going to have a TV show.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Game of Thrones stars could be vegan.
So let me get this straight. The number one sports talk radio station in the city of Houston with the top four of the five, top four shows, right? Mm-hmm. Bench number one. No sign of John Granato on this. They do have Lance. The Blitz, number two in the city. No sign of Fred or AJ anywhere. Charlie was number three in the city this past book. You and I, number four. No sign of us anywhere. Like, this is, they don't even have the current lineups for the other sports stations. Taz and the Moose. This is just awful. This is really bad. Like, if you're going to represent the city of Houston, I don't see my boy Chiotti from 97.9 on here. Like, this is just a terrible, terrible job. They have an old picture of Jimbo. I know, I've seen Jimbo. He was at the Improv a couple years ago trying to do stand-up. You know Jimbo from 97.9 The Box in the mornings?
Yeah.
That's an old picture, because...
Well, and then, like, what is it? Tim Tuttle and Erica do the country station here in town. I played peewee baseball with Tim Tuttle, so I know that they have a morning show. I think they're still on. I didn't see them in there.
Yeah, because I saw this Taz and the Moose from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Wednesday on 610.
No, they renamed that show Late Hits.
It's just awful. Like, that's pretty bad. I mean, if you're going to do it.
That's the thing. Be current, right? If anything, that's like saying you're going to do a story on local television stations and you put, like, you know, Dave Ward's still
Marvin
out there.
Marvin Zindler.
And Marvin Zindler. And you put, like, people at the wrong stations.
We scoured. No, you didn't scour. I almost cursed.
Wow.
You scour anything, you lazy ass. I remember this from last year. This is damn near the same exact post from last year.
Stute sending it to us is kind of amusing, too, because he's in it. Yeah. We're not, and he is.
It's crazy.
All right. We are just popping the top on the three-hour extravaganza. We'd love to have your thoughts and feedback. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us up on Twitter. Back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour in. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride. It's a Tuesday. Fellas, you know what that means.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday.
Okay.
Barry has to come up with a way back Wednesday. That's what that means.
Oh, man. Don't dump it on him because he'll have it at 1:45 and then he'll have his listing at 2.
See, I've done that before, but then I'll change
I would have something to work with. Last
exactly.
Week, what, last week, what time did we do it? Like 12:59?
12:30. Pick your poison. You want me to come up with it now, or you want Nick to come up with it tomorrow?
Let's do what we normally do. We'll take a few suggestions.
Bitch and moan and cry about it?
No. Well, okay. Well, we'll take a few suggestions, and then you and I can sort it out.
Okay.
Is that fair enough?
Fair enough.
Pre-2009. Anything pre-2009.
Way back Wednesday ideas.
What was that year you hated?
I think it was 84.
Well, maybe we'll do that. I don't know, it was 81.
Or 81.
It could be.
Close enough.
Ben the Skeleton said, man, I just moved to Midland for work, but I brought the app with me. Still get my suspects fixed.
Nice.
Thank you, Ben.
Absolutely appreciate that.
Much appreciate that. Nick, how'd your appointment go? Did you have to retest? If I go to your side, will I get arrested for warrants in Harris County?
Yes, you would. If you have warrants. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. For in Harris County, probably not. That's smart. I didn't think of that. Is that a loophole? Is that a way to get away with it?
I don't know. How'd the DMV go?
45 minutes in and out.
Not bad. Were they
that's
rude?
Really good.
Were they rude? Because that's what came up yesterday was I was at the post office. And by the way, I want to clarify something. We do have postal employees that listen to us and drive their routes. Those people have never been rude.
Right.
I mean, I've met a few, like my postal carrier that is the driver. She's super nice.
Super nice person.
It's the ones at, so I feel like I need to be, you know, more specific. It's the ones when you go to the post office.
At a physical location.
Right. They're the rude ones. The carriers have always been pretty nice.
I mean, I feel like you described it perfect. Nobody was rude. Yeah. Everybody was nice.
Apathetic, right?
Just like, apathetic.
Not excited, but not like mean.
You have to understand, it's human nature. When you're doing a job and it's very routine, you're filling out the same paperwork. You're clicking the same screen and the same buttons every single day. It's kind of hard to be jolly all the time. There's only certain people that are built that way, and not many people at the DPS are like that. So I guess some people confuse their dryness for rudeness, but they're really not.
I think the thing is that they realize they have a mundane job that they can get complacent at, but I think they also realized in the grand scheme of things what they're doing is a hell of a lot better than what we're doing when we're waiting in line for a couple hours. Because I saw some of these commercials, I think Channel 2 a week or two back did a thing about how to beat the DMV lines, and the start was they went with a camera and a crew and started talking to people in line, and people were not shy about saying, I've been in line for 3 hours. No, I'm not doing that.
My buddy Connor Hogan, when I tweeted that out, he's like, try the DMV. He said he went there, spent 5.5 hours waiting.
No
only
way.
To get up there for them to say, oh, we don't take that credit card. You have to come back and then wait another 5.5 hours.
I'd have lost it.
Oh, I'd have been.
That's why I asked
lost my bleep the other day on Mother's Day when I got in line to buy a gift card. And I waited and then they were like, oh, but this register doesn't take gift cards. Well, how about you put a sign up? That was 5 minutes out of my day. Five and a half hours?
I asked them, do y'all take cash? Because I didn't have any card. And I was like, I didn't want them to say, whoa, we don't take cash. We only take, you know, I didn't want to say.
Yeah.
You never know these days.
Right.
But I will say this. I've never seen more, like, organizations that they're raising money for on that form now than they ever. Not that that's at a bad thing, but, like, they have one for the blind.
Right.
You want to raise a dollar for this, a dollar for that. Next thing you know, you walk out paying like $35 because you paid $10 in donations.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when you do jury duty. When you do jury duty, they give you a piece of paper and say, look, first of all, they warn you on the video. We're giving you $6 today, but because you're probably going to be like making a big, like, oh my God, who big deal, $6.
You can
bucks,
donate it.
They're like, how about you donate to these 12, one of these 12 charities and tell us how much you're going to donate.
I did that.
Yeah, I did too. But I was like, you know, I'm sure they love it because their budget's perfect because they just keep getting cash back and they donate to charities. And that's a tax deduction, and they don't end up paying you that much.
To me, it's always like, if you're giving me $10, why would I give that away? And why am I paying extra? I give to charities that I want to give to. Why are you hassling me at the DMV to give an extra dollar? Why are you trying to, like, just leave me alone? I just want my license. I'm donating my organs. Is that not enough? I'm giving away all my organs.
I was at the drive-thru the other day, and they said, do you want to donate a dollar to this? I'm like, wow, why not? Go ahead. It's
that's a guilt thing. Yeah. I don't even, half the time, if like, I don't believe that they're giving that money. I really don't.
I'm sure there's at least 20
skeptical.
Because the other one's at the grocery store. Every time you go to the checkout, Whether you do it with your micro, your chip on your card or whatever like that, whether it's on the computer or the actual checker will go, where would you like to make a dollar donation to this? And then 2 weeks later, it's something else and it's something else. And there was a lot of controversy for a while. I think it was Randall's that they were like, how do we know that all that money's really going where you say it's going?
See, that's the thing. I don't believe them. I'm skeptical when it comes to that. When people are just like, hey, give me money and I'll give it to a good cause. No, I'll just give it to a good cause directly. I'll just give the cause my money. But do y'all donate a lot? Like,
we do.
Yearly?
And obviously, you already know how much we donate to dogs.
Right,
and shelter groups and things like that. But then because my parents both had heart issues, I'm big on American Heart Association and American Cancer Society.
Okay. We do Nora's big cause that she's fond of is the Progeria Foundation,
which is
it's basically like kids that age really quickly.
Oh,
where they'll be like, you'll see kids that are, you know, 10 years old, but they've aged like they're in their 70s or 80s or whatever. And then mine is I like the St. Jude's.
Mm-hmm. For the kids
organization. Yeah. That's a great organization as well. They pretty much cover everything for families with kids that are going through issues with cancer. So, yeah, those are the two. We'll give, like, we send a check to the Progeria Research Society or something like that. I don't know, every year.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I don't mind giving. I mean, we're so lucky that what little we do give is no, it's not that. It's not the giving. It's just, I don't trust people. I think
your concern is legit. I think there's a certain amount of them that are absolutely. That's what, and you never know until after the fact, until the money's gone a lot of times or spent.
Whether you do it proactively or you wait till you hear just the first rumbling and you're able to put something in front of the people that are questioning it, going, here's a document and a record of every dollar that we've donated to every charity and this month by this month by this month, and then you can shut everybody up. But the more that you just let it stew and more people jump on board and you're not providing any answers, the more it's on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Buddy said, when you go to the DMV, wear an old walking cast and crutches. I got sympathy and was pushed to the front of the line.
Nice.
They're like, bro, you're 31.
I mean, but, you know, get
on
crutches.
Those, like, walking boot? Yeah, you just strap on a walking boot and grab some crutches. Yeah.
I might take an IV bag and fill it with Gatorade and just hang it out of your belt and make it look like that's what you're peeing. And maybe they'll let you. They'll be like, you can go ahead. You be like, I don't know. This thing might bust. And then I'll be like, go ahead, sir. Or maybe put some pudding in one of those and be like, this is my colostomy bag. I poop in this. I'd be like, go ahead. Hey, anything to save some time, right?
Yeah, I guess. For sure, if you're going to wait in line for 3 to 5 hours. The other charity that I think is great is Van Gundy's charity, that ProVision.
Yeah, man. That's really good.
He's very passionate about it. Yeah. He said on the air with John and Lance, basically, if anybody ever wanted a tour to see what it's all about, that he would actually be happy to give the tour. That's how much he believes in it.
Oh, nice.
And they are actually benefiting charity for the ESPN golf tournament this year, for our golf tournament, the Occasional Invitational presented by ESPN 97.5 and Twin Peaks. And it does benefit ProVision, and you're invited to take the day off and play a round of golf with all your favorites on our station. The tournament's going to be at Wildcat. It's going to be Wednesday, June the 5th at 11:30 a.m. Each golfer is going to get beverages from our official beer provider, St. Arnold Brewing Company, lunch from Texadelphia, dinner from Fajita Pete's, a custom ESPN 975 Gust Buster umbrella, which, by the way, is the number one umbrella for all professional golf tours. So that get that going for you, which is nice. And you get 18 holes of golf. Register now at ESPN975.com. Just go ESPN975.com, and you can check out all that you need to do to get to yourself or maybe a team registered for the event. And spots are going fast. They're already more than half full. So with the tournament coming up in June, let's go. Let's get that thing filled up, and it's always for a good cause. We would appreciate that greatly.
Somebody said, never donate the $1 at PetSmart. 80 cents goes right back to them, not rescue. I don't know if that's true or not.
You need to get Lisa on top of that.
I want Lisa to look into that one.
Somebody also said, I used to work at Walgreens, and when we ran donations like red nose or breast cancer, only 50% of the money went to the foundation. The other 50% was, quote, unaccounted for.
That's not a good look.
At the end of the day, when you go up there and you donate, when they ask, hey, would you like to donate a dollar, they have to document it somehow, whether through that register or that point of sale or something. And if they're not...
But if you read the fine print, it might say a portion of the proceeds, which
Oh, which means you agree to it.
20 cents of the dollar.
Yeah.
Steelers fan Juan said, I give the Goodwill when I shop there. I'm not shaming that.
No.
I'm actually thinking about going to a thrift store.
Okay.
Or Goodwill.
For
because,
what?
Well, I need to switch up. I need to up my blazer game for the TV show.
Okay.
Because I wear the same two blazers every week. I have a black blazer mm-hmm. and a navy blazer.
And smart.
Yeah.
Versatile.
Yeah, but that's the only two. But I feel like I need to get a tan one or a green one, or I need to, you know, a light blue or something. I need to spice it up a little bit, not just the same two. By the way, shout out to 713 Shirts. They hooked it up.
I saw that.
Had a brother looking dope.
It's a cool name, too.
They had a 7-Up shirt that they changed to 713. It was outstanding.
Is that a 713 Texas shirt you got? No one could see it because your laptop's in the way.
Oh, yeah, that's my bad. Look on the stream. That's fresh death right there. Yeah, 713 Shirts hooked it up. So they've got a lot of cool stuff. Like, if you want shirts about Houston, that's the play.
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram. I think I am going to check it out.
They got tons. But I need to get... So I'm thinking about going to Goodwill or... I think...
But go to that store that Raheel always talks about off of 290, the outlet.
Swap meet?
The outlet store.
Oh, you're talking about... Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
And it's close to where you live, Barry. It's far. I always want to check it out, but it's far.
Huh? I can hook you up.
With Blazers?
Valente, yeah.
Valente, what is that?
Valente is the guy that does all my stuff that... He's a good friend of mine, owns the store.
I'm trying to spend like $5-$10. That's why I'm going to Goodwill.
Well, then I'm not going to be able to help cook you up at those prices.
No, I'm not trying to spend hundreds of dollars. I mean, I just need something that not the same navy and black blazer that I'm wearing.
Well, he also does all the Murph suits. So if you're looking for that look,
no.
I think with the t-shirt and you might get the Chanel print or something like that, or the Gucci print.
Yeah, I don't need a flame suit. I just want some solid colors that aren't navy and black.
And so
I'm like, if I go to Goodwill or a thrift store or something like that, I'm sure I can find something of my size. Which, by the way, the day that you gave me grief about what size I wear, I'm a 41 regular.
They make a 41 in a coat?
Yeah, or a 42 regular.
42. It's all even.
See, we don't even know if that's accurate now.
No, they do make a 41.
I've never heard of a 41.
Me either.
40, 42 and up.
And therefore, that's a lie. Which is probably, it means it's a 44 or a 46 or a 50.
A 50?
Yeah.
That's more like me.
50?
You're a 50?
No, I'm not. But I'm saying I could have been the way I was going.
You're a 50, Joel?
I was a 44, 46 regular. One of those two.
What do you wear?
I'm like a 40.
You're a 40. And I'm a 42, and you're giving me grief.
I don't believe you're a 42. You couldn't even tell. You didn't even know what size you were.
Well,
we need to confirm this.
41 or a 42?
I don't believe you're a 42.
By the way, like, you're a 42 or a 40 regular up top, but what are you in the midsection?
Like, did it reverse?
You're like,
did the coat like close? Like, were you able to button up your blazer?
Here's the easiest thing to do.
You got that Ethiopian belly.
How good do your jackets fit that you're wearing on air?
Oh, bloated ass Ethiopian belly, Nick. What?
How good are your jackets fitting that you're wearing on air?
I had them custom made, not custom made, but I had them tailored.
Right. But are they fitting good right now?
It was back when I was a little slimmer.
I was going to say, all y'all got to do is just switch jackets and see which fits.
Yeah, they fit barely. When you button a sport coat or a blazer, it's supposed to be a little snug. It's not supposed to be loose.
Well, it's not supposed to be the pucker buttons either, as we know.
It's not supposed to be like the buttons look like they're hanging on for dear life.
No, right. Like if the bottom of your blazer is supposed to like point down, but like it's like pointing to,
if it's
like
it's
looking like that.
Yeah, like a mermaid splits
open. Yeah.
Then you know it's too
like
small.
A whale fin.
Yeah. Or you gained weight, one of the two.
Yeah.
Or both.
I don't button mine. I don't have to. I'm sitting down.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a whole bunch more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Lawn lovers, run with us on the John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster with an Excel deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the first hour, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. Appreciate you guys sending in suggestions for Way Back Wednesday. I've got a couple decent ones.
Yeah, somebody said it's songs for our veterans and active duty members and the ones who made the ultimate sacrifice. Is there like a holiday or...
Well, Memorial Day's coming up, but that's in a couple of weeks. Well,
yeah, that's not now.
That's what I'm
though.
Saying.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of.
This is we're talking tomorrow, not Memorial
Day
Mark
week. Mark Villalobos had a great idea.
Because Memorial Day is like a few days... Well, what is Memorial Day this year?
It's normally around the 28th,
it's the last Monday.
Right?
Yeah, it's the last Monday.
In May.
Yeah.
It's not on my birthday. Okay, no. It is the 27th.
Okay.
So, yeah, that'll be Way Back Wednesday is on my birthday. How about that?
There you go.
I'm definitely not picking that day.
For every year, like when you're in your 40s, for every year you gain, it's a size bigger on the suit size. So now you're probably going to be a 44 come May. When's your birthday? May 18th? 28th? What was it?
May 29th.
May 29th. May 29th. Come May 29th, you won't be a 42 regular.
Shut up.
You'll be a 44 regular, a 48 regular.
41 regular. There's 152 items on Macy's for a 41 regular. So both of y'all can suck
it. They're on the ladies section. The fact that
I just... They're not the ladies.
We were in the commercial break, and I called my guy that does suits for a living, and I told him you were a 41 regular.
And he said it didn't exist.
And he goes, there's no such thing. You're either a 40 or a 41.
What does that say, Joel? Making up sizes. What does that say? 152 items and 41 regular at Macy's.
I echoed your sentiments to him.
Bro, just spit out the real size. What is it? What is it?
It's a 41 regular.
It's not a 41 regular. We know it's not a 41 regular.
Listen, you can kiss my butt, all right? See, it's a 41, 42, and you're a 40, and you're over here acting like I'm a 62 regular when your big ass is just as fat as I am.
No, I'm slim fit. I'm slim fit or moderate fat.
You're slim fat.
No.
You got that bloated.
Slim fit, less fabric. Less. That's why my blazers are 50 and
so
60
cool
bucks.
Eat rice.
What did you say?
That's why my blazers are cheaper.
Why?
Less fabric.
Shut up.
You're a fat ass, more fabric, $100 blazers.
Get out of here.
You go to him.
I've seen the blazers at Big and Short, bitch. Don't even.
Big and Short.
Is that like big and tall, but for big and short
for you.
People?
For you.
For me? Yeah. I'm big and short?
Yo, what, you're 5'8", 5'9"?
You guys are both full of it.
I can't believe I'm being attacked like this. From a fellow fat ass, too.
There's other options for you. And I'm not saying anything, because I'll shop at Goodwill. I got no problem with that, but there's other options for you to find.
But I don't want to spend a lot of money.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm not down for spending a lot. Somebody did have a Way Back Wednesday suggestion to celebrate the Astros 79 home runs. Best songs from 1979.
Not bad.
I'm okay with that.
That's not a bad idea.
I like Mark Villalobos too, but we'd have to tweak it a little bit. But he said for all the cities that are in the NBA lottery tonight, you could pick 8.
That's not bad.
Don't pick Milwaukee.
Did you hear?
Thank God they're not in the lottery because you got no choices there.
Did you hear? I didn't realize this, but coming in, Palillo said if Sacramento wins, Sixers get it.
Yeah, the pick. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Boy.
Only if they get the number one pick.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the Kings keep the Kings. Because look, for the sake of all things that are good in basketball, let's see the Kings be good once in the next 50 years.
Right.
They're on the uptrend. Let's let them get another young player and continue to grow. Because otherwise, they'll find some way to screw it up. They always do.
Yeah. No doubt about it. I mean, they haven't been relevant since Weber.
Yeah, to the team that got screwed over by the Lakers and the big shot Bob and all that other stuff. But yeah, the Weber, Peja, the Mike Bibby.
Somebody said Google will have a nice selection of wool houndstooth jackets with sweet elbow
patches.
Yes, they will.
And you will sweat like a bear in them too.
I'm not wearing that. Nick already is making fun of me for being fat. You think I'm going to put on a house tooth jacket with elbow patches?
I know you don't. I understand.
The elbow patches is a thing, though.
You would.
I think I would.
You
elbow
would.
Patches are have come back.
Yeah, they've come back for sure.
On Blazers. But here's the thing, Barry. You're looking to save totally money by going serious. There, but you got to realize what people do is most people like don't clean their closet for like 10 years at a time. And then when they clean it and take it all to Goodwill, it's out of style.
Yeah.
You don't get the Matt Lauers of the world that if they haven't worn it in like a month, they go and they don't. He was on Today Show one day going, must be nice to be Matt Lauer. He goes, yeah, I mean, I go through my closet and if I haven't worn it in a month, I just donate it. I'm like, well, that's because you make millions of, well, you did.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, you're not get lucky to get, you got to really scour what they have on the racks like, to find something decent.
I have a suit that was from, that's years old and it's way too big on me. Like it was back when I was like 230. Mm-hmm. Way too big for me now. My wife's like, have it. I'm like, no, because I want a slim fit now.
At a certain point, when they're that big and you're trying to make it smaller, it's just like starting over anyway. You just can't make an alteration that's going to, it's going to look like, you know, the plaid's not going to line up on the seams.
No.
Pockets are going to be under your nipples.
Look, I agree with Barry. They do make 41 regular coats. I wear that 41 regular slim fit. I've seen multiple brands that make it. Y'all can both.
Well, when you go through puberty, you'll realize that it's a 40, 42, 44, 46.
Shut up.
Okay. With that being said, 1 hour in the book, still 2 hours to go. Plenty more to get to on the show. And of course, we love your participation. You guys have been great. We're working on a Way Back Wednesday theme. I do want to tell you before we hit the break about the good people at Fitz Roofing. We've had a lot of rain lately, and maybe you realize that your roof is leaking, or maybe you want to put a new roof on your house. Well, if those are the things that you're thinking about, there's only one place to call, and that's Fitz Roofing. You can check them out online, FITZroofing.com, or you can call 832-521-3001. You can get a free no-obligation inspection today. Call them, get in contact with them, tell them what you're dealing with, tell them where you live. They'll come out and see you, then they'll go away, tell you what they can do. You want them to come back? Just give them a call. They're that good, and they're all, basically because they're located here in the Houston area and all the surrounding communities, they're easy access to all those places, and they're reachable with any customer service issues that might pop up. And they use the best products, CertainTeed Shingles. They are one of the best companies because they are CertainTeed Select Shingle Master companies are Fitz Roofers. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire U.S. have the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. Go to Fitz. Fitz's base warranties longer than your average roofer, and the most important thing, the ratings are there for them too. A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. If you have anything to do with your roof, you call Fitz. 832-521-3001. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.